NFL after I've talked to several ex-NFL players mm-hmm. with the video posting. So sure. my question is, what's keeping him on this team?
Well, first of all, it's two separate issues. The first issue with the domestic violence, you know, we became aware of that late March, you know, and we followed protocol. You know, we called the NFL and kind of gave them the information they needed. And that's as simple as that. It's in the court's hands. It's in the league's hands. As far as the Snapchat issue, it was addressed with our team. You know, we can't do it. You know, social media is tough. You know, our players do a great job with social media, you know, kind of showing how hard they're working, you know, talking to our fans. So that's a positive part of social media. And I think with Parksy, it was innocent enough. He was trying to showcase how hard he's working. But he can't do it because what we do here is personal and private. But his intent was not to hurt us or a teammate. So in my opinion, those are two separate issues.
But it was so about the Snapchat, that's sure. not an acceptable thing that he's done. That's
absolutely not. And it's been addressed. It's been addressed. But again, it's all about intent, mm-hmm. right? What was his intent? His intent was to show how hard he was working for us and for this city. So it wasn't about hurting a teammate or hurting the Broncos.
Does he realize what a bad look it was?
Absolutely, he does. He does. And again, guys, the social media, it's different than, you know, what I grew up, you know, around. It's their everyday lives. So sometimes they kind of fall into the trap of it being a normal deal. But this is work. This is a workplace. You know, so we can't share what we're doing here, you know, to the outside world, so to speak.
Does it serve as a good reminder that everyone's like, okay, you have to be careful. Even Snapchat is forever because someone can capture that.
Absolutely, guys. And we, you know, we spend a lot of time with our players as far as education about social media. So, you know, it's like your kids. You know, you have to constantly remind them about the dangers of their innocent behavior. You know, so, again, his intent wasn't to hurt us or to hurt a teammate. It was to show he was working hard. So, I buy that.
Do you think on the domestic violence,
sure.
there will be some punishment forthcoming in the league? Or?
Well, you know, the league's got their rules in place, you know, as far as domestic violence. You know, and again, it's a league matter, so whatever happens, it comes from the league, you know, not from us.
Did you punish him for the Snapchat?
Did I punish him? No. No, you know, I addressed their entire team, you know, because, again, his intent, okay? You know, I'm with this kid every day, you know, so I knew his intent. You know, so a punishment wasn't warranted. It was more of a conversation and education on what we can and cannot do, and we have to be careful. Even when we're being innocent, it can hurt us and hurt others. So it was more of an education, a conversation, than a punishment.
Didn't see Vaughn out there today?
Mm-hmm. Vaughn's out west on personal matters.
Okay.
And again, guys, it's a voluntary workout. You know, so I didn't take role, but Vaughn told me Friday he wasn't going to be here today. So I liked that part. I wasn't surprised by it because you were going to ask me that. So I wasn't surprised by it. Absolutely.
It is OTA, so that mm-hmm. context. But what did you think of Paxton today? I mean, mm-hmm. beautiful long term.
Absolutely. I thought the entire offense, you know, looked, you know, really good today. They had a slow day on Thursday. Had a great day last Wednesday, average Thursday, but they bounced back today. You know, and we talked about this morning, how do you bounce back from bad plays, you know, even adversity, you know, having a bad game. So, they came back today and made some big plays, especially in the two-minute period. That's a game-winning touchdown. You know, and we found a way to get the ball in our hands of our playmakers, 88, 10. You know, those guys made big plays today.
That's most young quarterbacks don't have to learn while facing the league's best secondary
right.
or the best pass rusher mm-hmm. in the league. Do you see that as a help or a hindrance to these guys' progress?
It's a help. It's a help because when you're facing the best every day, okay, it makes game day easy. You know, so seeing the edge rushers that we've got, seeing the tight coverage every day, it's going to help those guys play better on game day because games should be easier than practice. And when you're playing against one of the top defenses in the league, it should make their lives easier on Sundays.
So do you kind of have to grade on a curve?
I don't. I mean, it's an NFL football team. You know, I mean, our defense is obviously a top 10 defense on paper. But, I mean, you know, we're going to face Oakland twice, Kansas City twice. You know, even the Chargers defense played really well last year. So it's no grading curves here. It's yes or no.
What we saw us media.
Yes.
It looked like Paxton had his best day today.
Well, he had a great day. I mean, you've seen how many days? Three?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I've seen what now, seven?
Yeah.
So it was a good day, you know, for the entire offense, and he made some nice throws. That's fair. Yes, it's fair. He had a great day.
Vince, it looked like Jamal Charles was doing a little bit more than what we saw him mm-hmm. last week in the week
yeah.
previous. Is that about as expected?
Absolutely. He's made great progress as far as his rehab. You know, he came here, his quad was really weak. You know, now it's gotten stronger. I mean, he's running heels. He's with Eric with a couple individual drills, so he's getting closer. But his time frame won't change. He'll still be ready for training camp for us.
What are you seeing from Justin Simmons? Is he always around the ball?
That. I mean, he's around the ball all the time. I mean, he's a guy that has a high football IQ, and he's long and tall. So, but he's in those windows. I mean, he's made two or three interceptions. That no one else can make out there because of the height and the length. So, you know, he's a very smart player that we're counting on this year.
What about A.J. Derby and the plays he was making out mm-hmm. there today? Seemed like he was going all out.
A.J.'s had a nice offseason. I mean, he's a guy obviously we're counting on. It's a tight end room full of different types of players, you know. So, I mean, he's a guy that we're counting on third downs, third and mediums to kind of attack the inside zones for us. But he's had a good offseason.
This is a little more big picture.
Sure.
A lot of guys that are in your position, first-year head coaches, they're taking teams that are bad mm-hmm. last year only
yeah.
a couple of games. For you, what's the challenge of inheriting a team that's only 1 year
from it's not a challenge, in my opinion. It's a good thing. It's a blessing, in my opinion, because most first-time head coaches are inheriting teams that need a lot of work. This is a winning football team and a winning organization. So for me, it's a good thing, not a bad thing. You know, every team wants to win the championship. You know, every team has one goal in this league. You know, it's one winner each year. So, you know, for me, it's a blessing. It's not a curse.
Coach, getting reps is a tricky thing, period. You only have so much time.
Right.
Where do you stand on the virtual technology issue and what exists there?
Yeah, I've had a little experience with that. It's not football. It's a learning tool, and you can use it to obviously learn and demonstrate live football reps, but it's not football, you know. So we got to spend our time out here, and that's where guys get better.
So you're not for it?
I'm not against it. I'm not for it. You know, I've experienced it in San Fran years ago, and it works for some guys. It works. It doesn't for some other guys. So it's here now.
Mm-hmm. Do you know how you'll use Mitch Tanny?
Yes. Yet? Well, in Miami last year, that department played a big role for us as far as the advanced scouting. As far as the game day management also. So Mitch is a bright guy, and he's great with the numbers and the rules. So for me, it's going to be an important part of what we do as far as our game plan each week and as far as game management. I mean, he's going to be directly involved with game management on game day.
So he'll be wearing the headset?
Yes, he will be in the box, and he will be tied right to me. Absolutely.
What did you see from Kasim Adebeli and the guys that are comfortable mm-hmm. with Shaq?
Well, Kasim hadn't been healthy all offseason, so he's working his way back. He's probably 85% healthy right now. But he's a guy we signed because he can rush the passer. You know, so that's what we've seen. I mean, he's a relentless rusher, you know, on pass down. And he's a big body who can set an edge on run game in run game. So he's a guy that's going to have to step up until Shaq returns.
Vince, you said OTA is when you talked to quarterbacks before.
Yeah.
Next week's mini camp,
yes.
Again,
absolutely. We've got five opportunities next week. And, well, it's really three practices, guys, and two walkthroughs. You know, so it'll be equally split. And Mike's done a good job of giving one guy to start, but inside of practice, kind of alternating guys, you know, per period. So they're getting fair reps, and they're getting the same opportunities for situational periods, like 2 minute. You know, Paxton went first today. And Trevor went first last week, so he's done a great job of keeping it pretty equal as far as the reps.
In regards to the receivers, the two offensive line, I've seen you put in the receivers.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, right now the depth chart's kind of fluid. You know, everyone's working with everyone. And
what were your initial thoughts about analytics when it first sort of became involved to have a part of coaching? Did
right.
you dismiss it, or were you always on board?
I did not, because the information they give us. It's the things that we've been researching for coaches for years, but it takes us longer to do it because we're coaching football and coaching players and having meetings. So their information as far as the numbers of the game is critical, in my opinion. You know, each week in Miami last year, we had those guys kind of research what the teams were doing well and what they wasn't doing well. And so you can kind of game plan, you know, for what they're doing well, you know, and attack what they wasn't doing well. So it's a big part of what I believe in.
With both Paxton and Trey. Practices just to monitor how much they're playing out there to see if you track them?
Mm-hmm. We have a GPS system on our players to kind of track their yardage and track their speeds, absolutely.
With both Paxton and Trevor, what are you seeing in terms of how well they're able to kind of take the mistake and then learn from it?
That's part of the process, and that's been a thing that we've talked about the last week about how to overcome adversity. You know, how to turn one bad play into a positive, and that's part of playing quarterback. It's going to be adversity every game. You know, how we come out of it as an offense total is important.
Do you like to see, like in the case of Simeon, he started more than once last year. Mm-hmm. Is he going to take a few more chances in these situations than just always go with the check down or the easy solution? Or how do you look at it as the quarterback's developed?
Well, it depends. It depends. I mean, it depends on down and distance. It depends where we are in the football game. Okay. Just, you know, it's their job to move the chains, okay. You know, to put the ball in our guys' hands to help them make plays, and that's what's important.
McKenzie looked like he got around the corner on the turn right.
Mm-hmm.
Been doing that?
He's a guy that, you know, we're going to use obviously in a slot in a return game, but also maybe in the backfield a little bit. You know, I mean, he's got a skill set that we can use him a lot of places. He's exciting, and he's a smart guy. He's a tough guy, so, you know, we're excited about him going forward.
Does Olivo see any of Tyreek Hill and McKenzie a little bit?
That's tough to say. It's so early. You know, I mean, Tyreek's he had a hell of a year. I mean, that's amazing what he did last year. You know, we're hoping to get something like that out of McKenzie, as far as his return ability and his slot receiving skills and his backfield skills. So maybe could. We'll see. Yeah. Okay. That's good.
Are they going to mini camp with everything installed?
Yes. We've got, I think, about 12 installs on both sides of the ball. So we, you know, it's going to be their third time hearing it doing training camp. So it should be all finished up by Thursday, you know, kind of mix it all in for mini camp and then repeat the same install doing training camp. So, yeah, absolutely.
Will you test them in any way and see if they...
We're testing them every week. Yeah, we're testing them on paper every week, you know, by position. So it's a process. It's a long process, you know. No one's ready to play right now, including us.
Last one, Nikki.
Was Shaq expected to miss a couple months, 2 months?
Mm-hmm.
Do you anticipate bringing anybody else in?
Not right now. You know, I mean, everybody's roster's pretty full and fit right now. You know, it's no one available to bring in. But moving forward, you never know. You know, we're always looking for players to help us become a better team. So if someone comes available and it fits us, we will go for it.
Okay, thank you, Coach.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.